Jimmy, just what are your impressions walking off the field, joint practice with the Saints, as to how this work went for you and the team?
I think it's good work. Getting out there, seeing a different look, different defense. You know, they obviously have different schemes than we have. So, you know, it's nice. It's refreshing, really, to go out there and go against that look. And, you know, both sides getting good work out of it. And, you know, it's all positives.
As you walk off the field, is there one thing that, you know, you felt, you yourself felt good about? Maybe one thing you wish you could add back?
Overall felt pretty good. I thought we executed well. You know, a couple two-minute drills today, we converted on both of them, so that's always a positive. And, we'll go back, watch the film, and learn from the rest of it.
Hey, we talked to Sean Payton about, obviously, you guys have a history beyond the NFL. Have you had a chance to talk to him about his playing days? And I'm sure at the combine, throughout the mm-hmm. process of the draft, you did.
Yeah, got to know him through the whole combine process, obviously, and today talked to him just for a quick minute during practice. You know, we a lot going on for both of us, so... You know, I'm sure we'll have more time to catch up as the week goes on, though.
You told me you met your dad, I guess, at the hotel. Do you remember that story at all?
I knew they met. I don't really know the story behind it. You'll have to ask him, though.
How do your games match up, looking back, you and Sean Payton at the college level?
Oh, man. I've never really seen his game film. But apparently, he was a stud back then, apparently. He was setting all the records and all that stuff. So, you know, he must have been pretty good.
How good is it to have Tom Brady back working with you guys today?
It was good. You know, all the pieces out there offensively, you know, obviously missing a couple guys, but... You know, it was a good day offensively.
Your impressions of this place and their facility here?
It's unbelievable. You know, first class all the way. I mean, from where we're staying to the fields out here, I mean, it's really nice.
He's a competitive guy, and I know Romo is. Do you guys ever talk about who the best quarterback is? You have fun with that at all?
He asked me that in the combine process, I remember, but, you know, keep the answer private for now.
You won't tell me, huh?
I can't. You have to ask him.
Jimmy, from a big picture perspective, just the idea that if you need to play in that regular season opener, how do you feel in terms of where you're at, your readiness to possibly, you know, to do that if you're called?
You know, I think we're going in the right direction. It's a day-by-day thing, and, you know, you can't look too far ahead. I mean, if we start looking past all these preseason games, you know, things could get ugly. So, you know, just got to take it day by day, not really looking that far ahead, and the rest will take care of itself.
How was 2-minute drill at the end there? I mean, you talked to Josh afterwards. How mm-hmm. was he real happy there? Or?
Yeah, it was. It's always good to convert a 2-minute drill. You know, it's try to mimic the game as best you can, and, you know, that comes up a lot in the NFL game. And to come out here and convert on both of them, you know, it was pretty good.
How much more intense is it having a practice like this against someone else, other than against your own teammates? Is it more intense?
It's intense, but, you know, a normal practice is intense too. So, I mean. You know, you come out here, seeing a different look is probably the biggest thing that, you know, kicks up the energy. You're going against guys you haven't gone against. I mean, you hit the same guys for, two, three weeks in camp. You get sick of it. So you get a different look. It's always refreshing.
Jimmy, I'm sure you heard a lot on draft day and where you could have gone. Interviewing with Sean Payton, they drafted a young guy this year. Did you think at any point that could have been a destination for you?
It could have been. But, you know, things work out the way they did for a reason. And, you know, I think everything happens for a reason. Happy I'm with the Patriots and, what's his name? Garrett Grayson?
Garrett Grayson,
yeah. So, best of luck to him.
Jimmy, while you're focused on what you have to do, is there an opportunity to take note of a quarterback like Breeze and make observations for future reference about the way he climbs the pocket or things he does at his stature?
There's very little time for that. But, we were separated on fields for most of the time. And when we are on the same field, you know, we're going over things that just happened on the field, what we're going to expect in the next series. And, so, you know, you might catch a glimpse here or there, but it's tough, I'll put it that way.
What's the main thing you've taken from Tom Brady and your time with him here so far?
His preparation. You know, he's unbelievable at preparing week in, week out. And, you know, just being a young guy, you look at that, and, you know, it's a long season. You try to take a little bit of that and put it towards your game.